This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
To direct our attention, we want to direct our attention that this is how we attend to the Word of God. When we practice doing these things, it will be health to all our flesh. When we attend to it, when we look at it, when we pay attention to it, this is how we attend to the Word of God. And he says when we attend to his Word, you know, it's going to be health to all of our flesh. And saints of God, there's many people in the world, they need healthy flesh. They need to be healed from sickness, disease, and pain. You know, so these are the powers that God, these are the powerful ways that we have to worship God. And these ways, they're spiritual ways. And we have spiritual fruits, and we have spiritual weapons. These spiritual fruits are also spiritual weapons. And the Word of God is also spiritual weapons. And we need to stop dancing around the Word of God. You know, we need to stop dancing around it and begin to do it and do just what he says. You know, sometimes we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that, but we feel like this is a little too, I don't know, but it's not quite what I want to do. I don't feel too good when I do this. But it's not about how you feel. It's about what God says. So stop dancing around the Word of God and begin to practice it. Be obedient to the Word of God. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So in this lesson, God wants us to know. He wants us to know our weapons, how to use those weapons, and he wants us to know where we are right now in 2020. He wants us to know. And saints of God, how many know that we need to know where we are right now? If we begin to take the fruits of the Spirit and begin to live by them every day of our life, if we begin to take the gifts of the Spirit that I read in Corinthians and Mark, all those gifts that God has given to put in the church, if we begin to pray earnestly for those gifts, God will give us those gifts. And God will help us to walk in those spiritual fruits. Amen? We're just going to have to do it, saints of God. And I'm speaking to the church. Where are we? We're in the midst of a pandemic. And we have been quarantined with family members. This is where we are right now. And we have been exposed for the lack of power and our proper position in God. We're out of the biblical order. We're not following God's order like we should. God wants us to stand correction. This is a serious matter, saints. We're not playing. We can't play right now. We can't give up and we can't quit. It's time to press as never before into the things that God has given us to do. God requires that we must live holy and righteous before him. And he says it's our reasonable service. Romans 12, 1 and 2, this is what Paul says. I beseech ye, and a beseech means to beg. I beg you, brethren. I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And guess what? This is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might be able, listen to this, that you might be able to prove what is that good and perfect will of God. It's the will of God that you don't act like the world, do what the world say what the world say, but that you do as he say. And this is what God is looking for us to do as Christians. Verse 3, for I say, though through the grace of God given unto me, that every man that is among you, this is very important. He said, now I want you to know this. Every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. See, it's so many high-minded preachers and teachers going around now until you look at them and they almost turn their head. They're so high-minded, they turn their head. Well, that's not of God. That's a person wanting to put himself in the place of God, and it's not going to work. Satan tried to take God's place, but we see where he is right now. He's on the sideline waiting for his final destination, which is hellfire. So we're going to have to understand that God's word is God's word, and this is what we're supposed to do. And it says, according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith, he has given everybody a measure of faith. For we have many members in the body. This is verse 4. For we have many members in the body, and all members have not the same office. We don't do the same. We don't have the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, but we're only one body and we're in Christ. And every one member is one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. See, God is not giving everybody the same gift, and he doesn't grace everybody the same way. Some people he pour a lot of grace on and give them a big assignment because he know they can take care of it, and some he doesn't. So we're not to be looking at other people and say, well, they can do this and they can. No. If you think you can do more, then you pray. You pray, and God will give you more. So whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. See, some people want to run into ministry and God haven't finished with them yet. You have to wait on these things, and when God tell you to go, then it's all right for you to go. If that teaches, you got to wait on your teaching. Or he that exhorts, exhortation. You know, he got to wait on it. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. See, some people give and they're telling everybody, I gave this, I gave that, I gave this amount, I gave that. No, I say, you know, when you give with the spirit of simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. So you want to rule something, but you don't have any diligence. You don't do it day in and day out, and day in and day out, night and day. That's what diligence means. When you rule, you got to do it day in and day out. You don't have a vacation. And he that soweth, listen to this, he that soweth, you know, if you sow mercy, then you got to be in cheerfulness. When you sow mercy, you got to be in cheerfulness. Saints of God, God is spelling it out. He's spelling it out in these verses that I'm giving you. And you're going to have to practice these verses. Verse 9, it says, let love be without dissimulation. And dissimulation means sincere, without hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. And you got to be sincere when you love. You know, you can tell when somebody says, I love you. You know, you can just, it just reeks of, that's a lie. But when somebody really love you, you can tell when somebody really love you. And it says, abhor that which is evil. Abhor that which is evil. And cleave to that which is good. That means you stick fast to it. You hold fast to the good things. You abandon those things that's evil. You abhor that. You know, you leave that. but you cleave to all those things that are good. You hold fast to it. And verse 10, it says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. That's what he said. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. And being tender and warm. You got to have a tender heart, a warm heart, and a loving heart toward one another. That's what God says. And you can see the opposite of what I'm telling you now. You can see the opposite of it in the church, in the streets, and in your home. You can see the opposite of that. There's no loving spirit. There's no kind spirit. There's no gentleness, you know, and meekness in that. You know, everybody's on their high horses. And that's not what God says. The Bible is our guide to everything we need. Everything that we need is right here in this Bible. And we need to take this Bible to ourselves, and we need to begin to do everything that God says, because this is what's going to save us, saints. This is what will save us. You know, we need to let God's word be the truth and every man a liar. You know, our ways and our rules and those regulations, it have to come from God. It's the only guide that we have is coming out of the Bible. Everything else is not right. It's perpetrated by Satan, and we don't have any business following anything that Satan says. You know, God's word is faithful. God is faithful. You know, he will supply all of our needs. And all of those needs are supplied in the word of God. But we got to take God at his word. You know, the devil, his hands is all over everything that's in the world. But how we keep the devil's hands off of us, we got to keep calling the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. You know, it gives us power when we start calling on the name of Jesus. You know, and when we start telling Satan he's a lie and get behind me, Satan, then we're walking in the ways of God. We're doing the things that God has called us to do. You know, we can run through a troop and we can leap over the wall that Satan has put in our way to stop us. Saints of God, we got to know that these scriptures have a purpose for us today. We can run through a troop of demons and devils. And we can jump over that wall that Satan has placed there to stop us. We don't have to be stopped. God don't intend for us to be stopped. Satan is not powerful enough to stop us. But we have to use the word of God in order to do the things that God said we can do. You know, he has a spirit that God does not endorse. Satan does. And it's evil. And the only way we can do it is we have to bind the works of Satan, and we have to loose the Spirit of God. We need to be smart and as prepared as Satan is. You know, Satan got hordes of things that he got placed in the way to stop us, and he's ready to loose it at any time. So we have to be just as smart as Satan. You know, we throw out one scripture, you know, at the devil, and we stop him, and we talk about it for a year or 2 years after that. And you know, Satan have arsenals of evil stashes of things, demons and devils and ways that he could get at schemes and all this stuff. He have a stash of that stuff just ready. So when he see a little crack in your armor, when he see a little crack in your armor, he's going to start throwing that stuff. But how many of you have the word of God in your heart so that when Satan come against you, you have 10 scriptures you could throw at him and you don't even have to pick the Bible up? Saints, we have to be prepared. We can't run around here unprepared. We can't do that. We're to be kindly affectionate one to another. That's what the Bible said. With brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. We are supposed to prefer one another